We're in the summer of a campaign year, and once again, the airwaves, the internet, and likely your own Facebook and other social media feeds are full of political ads. NPR national political correspondent Don Gagne has been watching them. He's noticed a popular theme in TV spots this year: candidates turning to their moms and dads to help them make the pitch.
In the 2014 primary season, we've already seen ads featuring cartoon turtles, gator wrestling, lots of dogs, horses, and guns propped up against pickup trucks, resting over shoulders, and in one case, shooting a drone out of the sky.
I'm Matt Rosendale, and this is how I'd look from a government drone.
And this is what I think about it.
And do I need to mention the ad about castrating hogs? Okay, but mixed in with all of this are candidates reaching out to voters in a series of spots you might call Meet the Parents. Some of these ads are pretty traditional. Music plays, old photos from decades long gone flash by.
My dad was point guard for the Perry Panthers. I tried to follow in his footsteps. He went into politics.
This one is from Georgia Democrat and U.S. Senate hopeful Michelle Nunn, whose father, Sam Nunn, was a longtime U.S. senator who remains a much-respected figure in the state. He makes just a very brief cameo at the end.
And I think you've got a pretty good shot.
Using mom or dad in a campaign spot is hardly new, but there does seem to be a lot of it this year. Here's the mother of Republican U.S. Senate candidate Tom Cotton in Arkansas.
Tom has a passion to serve our country. After Harvard, he gave up a great career to volunteer for the Army. They offered to make him a military lawyer, but Tom insisted on the infantry, just like his dad.
The soft focus, the piano playing underneath, it's all pretty safe and predictable. But then comes part two in a separate ad from the Cotton campaign.
You may have seen a TV ad with my mom. It made her a celebrity, and it made my dad a little jealous.
Well, I've been here the whole time. Messing with these cows.
The candidate talks while sitting on the back of the pickup truck. His dad is in the background, working, looking a little annoyed.
When you get through politicking, come on and give me a hand.
Marketing specialist and blogger Ann Handley says such ads are embracing an approach popular in content marketing and branding. More narratives and fewer slogans.
I think we're seeing stories more at the heart of these political videos. I think it's because politicians, just like brands and companies, are really embracing the power of story and their ability to tell a true story well to the people they're trying to reach.
Handley's favorite ad so far this year is one where the mother of a candidate in Maine delivers the entire message using American Sign Language. The ad is completely silent, no music, no voiceover, just the candidate and her mom, and subtitles. In Louisiana, incumbent U.S. Senator Mary Landrieu, a Democrat, enlists her dad, Moon Landrieu, who, as a former New Orleans mayor, is well known in his own right.
I'm Mary Landrieu, and I approve this message.
Don't you say that at the end?
You can start with it. I'm not so sure I want to approve it at the end of this.
Mary's always stubborn, but she got the oil and gas royalties for Louisiana.
They told me I couldn't get it done, but I did.
Or after the hurricanes. When
Vanderbilt University professor John Geer, who studies campaign advertising, says this Landrieu ad, like the one with Tom Cotton's father, feels pretty natural.
They seem to be enjoying it. I mean, whether they are or not, you know, you can't be sure.
But he says it's a nice change from the gauzy perfection you often see in campaign spots.
Let's say you have the picture-perfect family that is set in the perfect home and all things perfect. That doesn't resonate with many Americans.
Perfection may be the ideal, but this is 2014, and the Waltons went off the air a long time ago.
So that's why the ads with the parents, you know, kind of going back and forth with their children as candidates and having their little snarky moments, so to speak, works, because that's the way mom's relationship with the son or the dad's relationship with the daughter really is.
Geer does have one recommendation for voters. Enjoy these quirky biographical ads now, because as the general election gets closer, the rough and tumble of the fall campaign likely means those good old-fashioned attack ads will once again dominate. Don Gagne, NPR News, Washington.